From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
More job talk, so this time from the BNZ, and it doesn't look that flash, does it?
No, it doesn't. This is coming hot on the heels of the monthly employment indicators that we talked about yesterday. So BNZ Seek, they've released their monthly report on job ads. So job ads speaks to demand for labour. So more demand, more job ads, you want some people, you throw ads out there. So this all adds to the milieu of data informing us about the labour market, and the trend in job ads has declined. Now, as I said yesterday, we've got a big dump of key labour market data. That's due on the 6th of August. In that previous data set, we had the unemployment rate at 5.1%, now looking like a good possibility that unemployment rate will lift a little higher. Now, looking at the BNZ Seek job ad data, job ads fell 1.2% in June. That follows a 1% fall in May. We broaden the lens out a little bit. You know, you take out some of the short-term volatility. Quarter on quarter, it fell 1.6%. Even wider lens, the annual change of a fall of 2.8%. Now, the authors do state, here's the rub, the authors do state that after a year of relative stability, ads are again on a downwards trajectory. That's not really what you want to see. And there's a really stark number buried in this data, Mike. If you look at the 12-month total, say to the end of June 2024, compare that to the 12-month total at the end of June 2025, and job ads have fallen 19.9%. Jeez. That is a big number. So, look, we're seeing forecasts of 5.3% for that unemployment rate. Interesting, Mike, in the background of all of these sort of data prints, the question is of what should the RBNZ do? You've got this inconvenient lift in the inflation rate, so it's drifting towards top end of the range. But if you acknowledge the delay in the implementation of monetary policy, if you look through that sort of lift in inflation at the moment, the labour market in isolation, I think, is giving us a picture of something that looks like it needs a little bit of interest rate relief.
Yes, so say all of us. Speaking of jobs, things are a little tight there in America too.
Yeah. So we're in the middle of what I think is one of the most fascinating periods that I've ever seen in terms of the US economy. Of course, it's a fundamental input to strength of the global economy. And the administration is disrupting the status quo, and it's breaking things where we've got established norms like trade. So particular attention now on how the US economy reacts to there's a lot greater focus on data. And as I said yesterday, it's a big week. So a couple of pieces of data overnight. Yes, there's some jobs data. There's also the Conference Board Consumer Confidence. This was one of the indicators that in early 2025 had really plunged. It was a lot weaker amid concerns around tariffs. It's sort of bounced back. It has stabilized. Last night, it was expected that the Conference Board Consumer Confidence would come out at 96. It's printed at 97.2. Still some lingering consumer caution, but it hasn't weakened. The forward-looking measure has climbed to 74.4. That's the highest it's been since February, but present conditions fell to a three-month low. Now, job openings, a little worse than expected. Yeah. 7.44 million job openings versus an expected 7.5 million. But the takeaway from this, Mike, you've got a cooling job market there, but it's a gradual trend. It's not plunging. So also quickly, we talked about a lot of US earnings releases this week, second quarter earnings. This week is the biggest week of the earnings season. Just a couple I want to highlight. Novo Nordisk may not be the most well-known. It's a massive pharmaceutical company. You might not have heard of Novo. You will have heard of Wegovy, Ozempic, weight loss, diabetes, the Hollywood weight loss drug. It has cut its expected full-year sales growth. They thought they were going to grow at 13 to 21%. They're growing at 8 to 14%. I talked about markets being priced for perfection. Yeah. If you don't deliver, you get punished. Share price is down 21% overnight, so it's been absolutely smacked. Boeing share price down a little bit. They've slashed their quarterly losses. This time last year, they lost over $1 billion in a quarter. They've cut that. They're still losing money, but only 176 million now. United Health, bit of a miss there. Not a great earnings day. Yeah,
you've got a mixed bag there, haven't you? What are the numbers?
Yep. Yeah, just before that, I do also want to acknowledge the passing of Sir Michael Hill, Mike. He was a true icon of New Zealand business and philanthropy. He was a unique individual, and those type of people, as you said, will be missed.
Very well said. What are the numbers?
Right, the Dow Jones, down 206 points, about 0.5%, 44,630. The S&P 500, 6377, is down 12 points, 0.19%. And the NASDAQ at the moment down 32 points, 0.15%, 21,146. FTSE 100, again 0.6% overnight, 9136. The Nikkei, down 0.79%, 40,674. Shanghai Composite, up a third of a percent, 3609. Quiet day in Australia yesterday, up 7 points, 8704. NZX 50 gained 0.2% yesterday, closing at 12,936. Kiwi dollar, a little bit weaker, 0.5953 against the US, 0.9140 Aussie, 0.5157 against the Euro, 0.4463 pounds, 88.40 Japanese yen. Gold trading at $3,328. And Brent crude, you won't be happy about this.
No.
$72, yeah. Mike. Yeah. $72.
You don't know about that. Hey, what about Forsyth Barr yesterday? Have you started something? The Australians.
It's a trend.
The Australians are coming for us. Is that what happened?
The interesting thing is, Mike.
A little bit of Kelleher. If you can't get Kelleher, you'll go for Forsyth Barr. All right. Have a good day. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmywealth.co.nz.